بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثاني عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة، وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها، فينظر كيف تعملون، فاتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء، فإن أول فتنة بني إسرائيل كانت في النساء. We are still in this chapter of taqwa, that is to have the fear of Allah Ta'ala, not to disobey Allah Ta'ala and to fulfill all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. This is the second hadith in the chapter narrated by Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum. He narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that inna dunya hulwatun khadiratun, that this dunya is sweet and is green. Wa inna Allah mustakhlifukum fiha, and Allah Ta'ala has granted you authority over this dunya. Allah has put you in charge. So the reality of things, Allah Ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is so merciful, so kind, that he has explained to us that beware that this dunya is very sweet. The temptations are very great and very green also. And you are in charge of it. That is what it is. And the reason for this is فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala wants to test you. With this temptation of this dunya, sweet and green, and you are in charge, you can do in it as for it while Allah has given you the authority as you please. But it isn't for you just to go wild and do as you want to. But Allah has put you in charge to see what your actions will be. So the temptations are there, and these are a test. It isn't that you fall headlong, disobeying the commands of Allah, not considering any of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and you just do as you want to. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the advice after explaining the reality, and these are the beautiful teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. One hadith is filled with so much of wisdom also, and so much of consideration and desire that we save ourselves from all harm. When that is the case, when dunya is this temptation, very sweet, and you are in charge, then remember, فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَى. Be very careful of the temptations of this dunya. All the things that the dunya will appear very sweet, very lush, very green, and everything looks very enjoyable, but be afraid. This dunya will destroy you. And particularly in the dunya, one aspect of it, which is also a very great temptation, and by which many a person falls and falters and goes in the wrong direction, وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَى. And be very careful about the fitna of women. That is, whether it is other women who you are not allowed to have any relationships with, or whether it is even your own wife, but she discourages you from doing right, and she encourages you in going in the dunya and all those things. So be very careful of all women, even if they are your legal wives, but they might discourage you. Many a wife doesn't want the husband to keep beard, for example, doesn't want him to wear sunnah dress, doesn't want him to go for namaz, etc. Especially in these days, there are so many women who tell the men that don't go to the masjid, you will get the virus there. So be careful of them. And of course, other women who are strange women, that even a person has to be even more careful of falling into any illicit relationship with any woman. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains a historical fact, and explained that this is something to be very afraid, because see what happened before. فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَ فِتْنَةِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ كَانَتْ فِي النِّسَاءِ. The first test and the fitna which the Bani Israel went to was regard to woman. They were tested with that, and that was the first test, and in that they had failed that test also. So therefore, just like we give somebody advice, our children, anyone, then we tell them, see what happened to those people. They did this, what happened to them? So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also gave that advice, that see what happened to the Bani Israel with regard to the woman. So in this hadith, a short hadith, but great teaching. And if we can take this to heed, we can correct our lives very greatly. That we should always remember that this dunya is a place of temptation. Very sweet it appears, very enjoyable, and a person will just like to fall into this dunya. And also remember, Allah has put you in charge. You can control it. So don't be so weak that you let the dunya overtake you. You are in charge, you control the dunya. And you make the dunya to your benefit, don't make it to your detriment and to your destruction. So, and Allah wants to see the short while Allah has put us in this dunya, 60, 70 years, Allah wants to see that what our amal will be, whether we will fall prey to this dunya or whether we will safeguard ourselves. And this was the thing that we should have realized on our own also. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam spelled it out for us, told us the reality, and then gave us the advice also that be very careful with regard to dunya and especially with regard to women. And therefore the laws of Shariat, of parda, etc., hijab, and that Allah Ta'ala has made the man ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa, that men are in charge of the matters and affairs with regard to their homes. If you don't let the wife rule you, and she stops you from going to masjid, she stops you from keeping a beard, etc., don't let that happen. But you are in charge, you see that she observes the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and she obeys the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Don't you fall under her and do the wrong things. So Allah Ta'ala has given us great advice in this hadith, and also then the historical fact that, remember, Bani Israel, they fell into, the first fitna they fell into was with regard to women. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and take the full advantage of the dunya to prepare for our akhirat and not become like fools and idiots, and we just fall in the trap of this dunya and we forget the reality of the akhirat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.